According to an analysis from the Federation of American Societies for Experimental Biology, federal budget cuts to research funding, including grants from the National Institutes of Health, could mean a loss of $127 million in Massachusetts. New York may lose $104 million. Jennifer Zeitzer, Director of Legislative Affairs for FASEB, said that for the Bay State, the cuts will slow a fast-growing life sciences industry.
I think states like Massachusetts are really going to be hit very, very hard by sequestration because the money's just not going to be there. And the way sequestration works is that every NIH institute and center is going to have to cut their budget.
Zeitzer said that all recipient institutions may have to cut their budgets by 5.1%. Alan Dittrich is president of the Massachusetts Society for Medical Research, a nonprofit member organization that includes research hospitals, pharmaceutical companies, biomedical research companies, and universities. Dittrich said the sequester will immediately affect the universities conducting basic research.
That basic research, which is done at colleges, universities, and research hospitals, then feeds a lot of the commercial research done at biotechs and pharmaceutical companies. So if we see a dramatic decline, and sequestration really is a dramatic decline in funding available to organizations like NIH or FDA, that's going to have a kind of ripple effect back through the entire Massachusetts economy.
Pat Maraca is CEO of Nuclea Biotechnologies, a private company based in Pittsfield that develops diagnostic assays for metabolic disease. Maraca said that the cuts to public agencies would produce a sort of shift in the medical research world by opening up new contracts to private companies that would otherwise go to an institution supported by public funds. But there's a catch.
It does help us in a way that we are able to access new technology via sponsored research agreements. But in the long run, it hurts everybody because the researchers aren't able to develop new technology, new clinical trials, things of that nature, without both government-sponsored money as well as corporate-sponsored money.
And Robert Coughlin, president and CEO of the Massachusetts Biotechnology Council, said that the NIH cuts may cause a loss in jobs in the short term, but over the next 10 years, the cuts will put a significant damper on the future of an important industry.
The hospitals here in the Massachusetts area that employ 75,000 people, if they don't have the money, the funds for those researchers, there will be immediate cuts in workforce, but the long-term effect will be in future therapies that aren't invented. So our pipeline of future therapies, companies, and jobs will slowly diminish, in year 5, year 8, and year 10.
Coughlin said he's working with the Massachusetts congressional delegation, which is working to prevent the cuts. He just hopes that the rest of the Congress will take notice.
Because there's sick people all over the world, not just in Massachusetts.
Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.